This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Srinagar this evening for a two-day visit to the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. During his visit, he laid the foundation stone and inaugurated 84 major developmental projects worth more than 1,500 crore rupees in the Union Territory. Our correspondent reports that the visit will draw global attention, with its highlight being a yoga program to be organized in Srinagar on the occasion of the 10th International Yoga Day tomorrow. Around 7,000 people are expected to attend tomorrow's yoga sessions at the Sher-e-Kashmir International Convention Complex, located on the banks of world-famous Dal Lake in Srinagar. A seven-member United States congressional delegation led by Chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Michael McCaul, today called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. The other members of the delegation included Nancy Pelosi, Gregory Meeks, Marionette Miller Meeks, Nicole Malliotakis, Amrish Babulal Amibera, and Jim McGovern. The delegation described India-US relations as the most consequential one and expressed their strong support for further deepening comprehensive strategic global partnership in all areas. The Supreme Court stayed today the proceedings pending before various high courts of the country pertaining to the alleged NEET UG paper leak. Issuing a notice on transfer petitions filed by the National Testing Agency, a vacation bench presided over by Justice Vikram Nath ordered a stay on proceedings pending before different high courts till the next date of listing. BJP today came down heavily on Congress leader Rahul Gandhi over his attack on the government on alleged irregularities in the NEET examination. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged that Mr. Gandhi is playing politics over the issue and he has nothing to do with the future of lakhs of students. He said the government is fully alert and sensitive over the NEET examination issue and it will not allow any injustice to the students. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has shared the second round of pre-budget consultations with leading experts of the financial and capital market sector and third round of consultations with industry leaders and associations in New Delhi today. The meeting was held in connection with the forthcoming general budget 2024-25. The government has said that sufficient wheat stock is available in the country. The government has advised to keep a close watch on the prices of wheat and suitable policy interventions to be undertaken to ensure price stability for the consumers of the country. A meeting of the Committee of Ministers was held today under the chairmanship of Union Minister of Home Affairs and Cooperation, Amit Shah, to review the prices of essential commodities. The government has said that an agreement aimed at enhancing road safety through the deployment of artificial intelligence was signed between the National Highways Authority of India and Indraprastha Institute of Information Technology, Delhi, today. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways said that this initiative will leverage artificial intelligence AI-based solutions for improvement in the availability of road signs on national highways. Russian President Vladimir Putin said during a state visit to Vietnam today that strengthening strategic ties is one of his priorities as he continued a swing through Asia seen as a show of defiance. A day after signing a mutual defense agreement with North Korea, Putin said Moscow and Hanoi wanted to build what he called a reliable security architecture in the Asia-Pacific region. He also said Russia was keen to expand investment in energy in Vietnam. In T20 Cricket World Cup, the inaugural champions India will take on Afghanistan at the Kensington Oval in Bridgeton, Barbados this evening. Akashvani will broadcast live commentary of India and Afghanistan match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.